touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
It's that time. It's Friday. The weekend closing in. And we head to the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline where Jimmy Hyams, it's Hamer time.
It is Hamer time. It is also time to speak to somebody that is going to be inducted into the Greater Knoxville Sports Hall of Fame, and that is former Tennessee basketball star Steve Hamer. Steve, how are you?
Guys, I'm doing fantastic. I hope that you guys are doing great as well.
Well, we certainly are, and I wanted to ask you your reaction when you found out you were going into the Knoxville Hall of Fame.
Jimmy, I was shocked. I'm rarely at a loss of words, and I was really taken aback and just, you know, couldn't believe that I was going to be a part of such a distinguished group of people. You know, you talk about a pantheon of sports talent, you know, in the greater Knoxville area. So I'm just very honored, very humbled to be a part of that great group.
Steve, you had a tremendous career at Tennessee, and when you reflect back on that career at Tennessee, what stands out? What were the most enjoyable moments?
I think that the things that stand out most, Jimmy, is the time that I shared with great friends. You know, the camaraderie, the fact that you've got brothers that you can count on for, you know, for the most part for 4 years, guys that you learn to depend upon, that you know, you eat together and you share moments that, you know, no one else around could share. And that still to this day means a great deal to me, to run into teammates and just share old stories. Ran into one of my favorite guys of all time today at lunch, Todd McMinn, you know, that took care of us, took care of our jerseys and shoes. And those times are just unforgettable. So I take that away, along with, you know, what the community gave me of Knoxville. I'll never forget it. The fact that people welcomed me and loved me, and to this day they still do the same. So, you know, I'll never forget that.
Goodness gracious. Can we just follow you around? Because within the last week, you've gotten your degree from the University of Tennessee and now Greater Knoxville Sports Hall of Fame. You're running a pretty good wave here.
Yeah. You know, maybe I need to play the lottery or something. I don't know. I'm just, you know, very blessed. God has really blessed me with a wonderful position at UT, and to be able to fulfill a dream that I've had for many years to complete my degree. And I'm going to try to go on and go to graduate school now and further that. And then to be inducted into the, you know, Greater Knoxville Hall of Fame, I'm just thankful. Again, I'm thankful to have the support of such a wonderful community that is Knoxville.
Well, and what has it been like over the years for this to become home?
You know, it's been great. Met my wife back in 1999, and it was actually her birthday back in 1999. And, you know, we've been together ever since, and we've got, you know, a senior in high school and a 15-year-old and a 7-year-old and many, many friends and family, many friends that have become family here in Knoxville. And, you know, we worship here at First Apostolic Church and our kids go to school there as well. And just a tremendous atmosphere. And for that, you know, we don't plan on ever leaving. You know, y'all going to have to get rid of me. So we don't plan on leaving. It's the best place, you know, in America to live.
Steve, do they have intramural basketball in graduate school?
You know, I could probably, if I shed a few pounds, Jimmy, I could probably, you know, make an intramural team. You know, you better have 911 on standby and a defibrillator probably, but, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, trying it out maybe.
Steve, looking at your numbers, obviously you were a terrific player. You started 4 years at Tennessee. Your senior year, you averaged over 18 points. Was it tough to deal with not being on a real successful team that, that ever got into postseason play?
That's a great question, Jimmy. It bothered me for a while because I thought that, you know, coming here, Tennessee was coming off of the heels of, you know, making a great run in the SEC championship, the tournament the year before I came, and and we had tremendous talent coming back. You know, Carlos Groves and Allen Houston and Corey Allen and Lang Wiseman, just to name a few. And, you know, some of those guys departed just days before my freshman year started in terms of the basketball season. And, you know, we were trying to put some pieces together and it just didn't pan out that year. And then the next year, Coach Houston was fired. And then you bring in a coach like Kevin O'Neill. It was a process. It was tough. But the one thing that I can say that our teammates did is we fought. We fought to the very end, you know, whether we were winning or losing by, 40, 50, whatever, we were going to fight. And I'm proud of that fact.
Your NBA career was shortened by a knee injury. How disappointing was that, Steve?
It's very disappointing, Jimmy. I've said this many times, but, you know, when you work as hard as I've worked for many, many years, you know, playing the game of basketball, starting when I was, you know, 5, 6 years old, going out in the backyard and playing on a dirt court, I'd worked my rear end off to get to that point. And when your career is kind of cut short at 23 years old, you know, again, I thought I was going to play until – you know, I was into my 40s. I thought I'd keep playing. But, you know, God had other plans. And believe it or not, you know, I'm much better off right now because of where I am and the family that I have and the support of the community than I ever would, playing basketball for a long career.
What was it like to, for the time that you were, be a part of the Celtics?
It was unbelievable. It really was. I've only gotten, again, one autograph in my entire life, and I just happened to run into my agent and I. His name was Ronald Grinker. We were in Minnesota for whatever reason. I don't remember why we were there, but a gentleman by the name of Kevin McHale came in and sat down a couple of tables from us, and I said, "Hey, that's Kevin McHale." And he looked at me and said, "Yeah, Steve, yeah, you're right. I know exactly who that is." And I said, "Would it be too much for me to go get an autograph?" And he said, "Go right ahead." So, you know, Kevin was gracious and gave me an autograph. But, you know, just to be around that atmosphere of legacy and winning championships, you know, the ML Cars, the Larry Birds, and the Dennis Johnsons, and, you know, Bob Cousy and Tommy Heinsohn, those guys were doing, you know, television. So I got to hang out with those guys, you know, every home game. I got to see Tommy Heinsohn and those guys. So, you know, it was just unbelievable. Great experience.
Well, it sounded like everybody knew your name, kind of like Cheers.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it was a blast.
Tell me, as far as Tennessee teammates, who do you still stay in touch with?
You know, I stay in touch with Aaron Green quite a bit. Clint Newman is one of my dearest friends, Jerome Brown from that team. And, you know, Clint Newman, quick story about him, you know, he was a walk-on, and he was a locker mate next to mine at Thomas Bowling Arena, and he was notorious for keeping the worst locker ever. I mean, it was just filthy. You know, you're liable to come in there and see, you know, weeks old food and whatever. So he tells us, you know, after a while, he said, "Hey, I'm gonna be a dentist." And our teammates looked at him and said, "There is no way you're gonna get into anybody's mouth with a locker that looks like that." But, you know, lo and behold, many years later, he is a very, very successful dentist in the Nashville area. So, hey, you know, he proved me wrong, but, you know, those are just some of the teammates that I keep up with. Kevin Whitted, down in Memphis doing a great job training kids down there. Stanley Caldwell, you know, the list just goes on of great, great guys.
Well, you're at the top of that list.
Well, you are far too kind. The check is in the mail, John. I got to give a shout out too to Al Brown. Al Brown sent me a wonderful message, very kind words the other day, and so did Chuck Benson as well. Those mm-hmm. two guys are very responsible for the person that I am today. They poured a lot into me, and just very, very thankful for their friendship.
Well, Steve, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. And, again, congratulations on your selection for induction into the Greater Knoxville Sports Hall of Fame. Well deserved. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you so much, guys. Always a pleasure. Thank you, guys. Hope you all have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
You as too. Well. And we'll talk to you next week on Hammer Time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.